Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Don S. McClure, and you are listening to, on a Friday, which is the 26th, the Don S. McClure Show, the greatest show ever in the world, on the internet, in the universe. Oh, man, I kind of like saying that. I'm just the greatest in the world. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at McClure, Don S., at yahoo.com. That's my email. Or Don's, D-O-N-S, dot McClure at AOL.com, or Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. Or you can find my fine books at www.DSMPublications.net, and that's where you will find all of the greatest books in the world, because I'm the greatest person in the world. And my producer's looking at me like, put that cup of tea down. Actually, I just fixed a new cup of tea, too, and he was kind of going crazy. We had to talk about that. But anyway, the Don S. McClure Show is the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web. Every Friday from 7 p.m. Central and 8:30 p.m. Actually, we go to 8:30 p.m. We are 8 o'clock Eastern. Man, I'm messing this up already. In New York and at 5 p.m. Pacific. California, 6 p.m. Oh, man, that's just, I am going to put this tea down. It's 6 p.m. in Arizona, and we got a lot of new listeners in Arizona. So, man, this is tripping me out because I'm supposed to be reading from the script. We play the best music and information for your enjoyment, talk, music, views, art, information, and more. And, again, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we have reached 18,887 listeners. I mean, we were just at 18,005 people. So I don't know where all these people are coming from, but I am getting a ton of emails. People are queuing in. And actually, I got an email from somebody earlier that said they were giving a listening party in Utah. Can you believe that, in Utah? They said they were going to have 50 or 60 people come by their place, and they're going to have a listening party to the Don S. McClure Show. So I said, man, that's going to be good. Tonight, we're going to be talking about two words, promise and deadlines. Our show takes a look at how these words create emotion inside your heart and your brain. We're also going to play some tracks by Marvin Gaye. And definitely, our featured artist for tonight is Michael Jackson with his album called Escape. And you're going to hear some tracks that weren't released by MJ, but they were recorded so that eventually they would come out. And one of them is entitled Chicago. And he's talking about a young lady that he met, I guess, on his way to Chicago on a train or a bus or a plane or whatever. Anyway, she duped him, but we're going to talk about that. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 26th. And I must tell you, I will be in Des Moines, Iowa, coming up on the 11th. So I think it's the 11th. My producer said, don't you know what dates where you're going? I said, yeah, I think it's the 11th. I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. So I'll check my schedule. But again, I am so lit up, and my boards, I just got to show you one day. I got to show you what these boards look like. They are all blue. There are so many people calling in to listen to my show. I am just excited. I see 312s, 773s, 313s, 407s, 219s, 874s. I mean, just numbers all over the darn place. So anyway, let me play the track that introduces my book, To Have a Friend. It's one of the greatest books, and if you get that book, we will donate $2.50 to the Cancer Society to help women with breast cancer and also to help with children who are at St. Jude, because they don't charge anybody anything. So again, I mean, it's just a great show coming on, and I'm just a great guy, and I just want to tell you all, I got some adventures to tell you too that I came up with. But let me play this track, To Have a Friend, and when you get through listening to that, we're going to play one quick PSA, and then we're going to jump into our show because we got some fabulous, fabulous music for you tonight, and we're going to talk about promises and deadlines.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
The American Heart Association presents Mon and Polly, the Better Fat Sisters.
Mon, what's cooking? I'm famished.
Here you are, Polly, my latest culinary creation.
These fish fillets look wonderful. Mon, I usually don't eat fried food. All that fat, you know.
It's okay, they're grilled, and I use just a bit of a vegetable oil that's low in saturated fat.
Does that really matter?
It does. Oils like canola, corn, and olive mainly contain monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, and they can help reduce bad cholesterol in your blood and lower your risk of heart disease and stroke.
Did Mother tell you this?
The American Heart Association told me. I found the recipe at heart.org/facethefats. Are we going to eat or just talk about food?
Look who's talking.
I'm Mon.
And I'm Polly.
We're the Better Fat Sisters.
For more heart-healthy recipes, visit us at heart.org/facethefats.
Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
And I like that when they say that, Face the Fat, we're the Better Fat Sisters. And actually, they aren't fat. I got a chance to see them, Polly and her sister. They're pretty cute, too. Anyway, listen, we're going to get into our show. We're talking about promises and deadlines. And the thing is, we want you to talk about deadlines for self-worth. Self-worth is the most important thing in the world that you can have. And we want you to make promises to yourself, not to the world, not to your pastor, not to your girlfriend, not to your cousin, your boyfriend. We want you to make some promises to yourself and set some deadlines for self-worth. That means that you're going to change whatever's been going on, and you're going to look for a much better direction into what you can do. And if you set those deadlines for self, that means exercising, eating a little bit better, getting a little bit more rest, everything that's going to benefit your body so that you can have better relationships. Well, some of the things that's going on in the news haven't been so grand. I mean, we've been having problems all over the country with police departments and just people doing things and in the NFL. So one of the things that we talk a lot about is promising ourselves that we're going to do better, especially guys. We're going to promise that we're going to tone it down when it comes to females because we don't have to fight with them. And we want the females to promise that, hey, they don't have to slap up beside our head or whatever, talk bad and embarrass us. But the whole thing is about self-worth. And when we start doing that, there'll be no need for all that. The first track that we're going to play tonight, though, is going to be a track that I got a chance to play all night long. And yes, my neighbors complained, but it's called They Don't Care About Us, because I like MJ. And since I'm going to be playing tracks from his Escape album, I kind of wanted to play this because this was something that kind of relates. He said in the track that if Martin Luther King was around, he wouldn't like this kind of stuff. If one of the other presidents was around, he would straighten this stuff out. So let's listen to this track by MJ. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about promises that we want you to make to yourself and deadlines that we want you to set for self-worth so that this way, when you write it down, like I'm going to tell you about mine, I actually got my blood pressure down too, and it wasn't bad, but I want to make it super great. But let's listen to MJ.
All right.
trying to do is they don't really care about. Oh, okay, all right. I like that, man. If you could see my producer, I do this dance, right? And I take my hand. It's called the whirl. And as you move one hand, you spin it around and do the other. And I said, all I want to do is just add. Oh, okay, all right. That was pretty good. I like that song. Actually, I played that for me because I liked it. Anyway, we're talking about a promise. A promise in the dictionary says it's a statement telling someone that you will definitely do something or that something will definitely happen in the future. An indication of future success or improvement. Now, remember I was talking to you about deadlines, and we said we were to talk about promises and deadlines. It just said an indication of future success or improvement. Now, when you think about that, when you make a promise to yourself, then that means that you know for a fact life's going to change for you. And you don't have to keep saying, oh, Jesus, can you help me? And God, can I pray? And everybody else. You got to make a promise to yourself. I know every morning when I get up in the morning, I make a promise to myself to say, look, I really got to work hard. And I just looked at all the zip codes where my book's been sold. And I mean, they're all over the country. So what we're talking about is whatever's bothering you, make a promise to yourself, whether it's relationships, finance, health, whatever it is, make a promise to yourself that there's an indication of future success or improvement. The dictionary also says a reason to expect that something will happen in the future. A declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specific. Now, actually, they're saying that you promise yourself to refrain from doing something specific or specified. Now, think about that. One minute they're saying a promise is going to be something that's really going to go forward. The next thing they're telling you that actually you need to make a declaration of saying, hey, I promise I'm not going to go back that way anymore. So when you find yourself going backwards, then you need to promise yourself, look, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of the way that this is going, and I promise myself that I'm going to go forward. It also says that it's a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it was made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specific act. A reason to expect something, a little promise of relief. That means that, hey, you know, when you promise yourself this headache is really killing me and I promise I'm going to get rid of it or I'm going to work on my blood pressure, whatever it is, you're going to get some relief from that because the first thing you did, you promised yourself, not anybody else, you promised yourself that you would do something about it. It says especially where a promise creates grounds for expectation of success or improvement or excellence showing considerable promise. So nothing's going to happen if you don't start on it. Nothing's going to happen if you don't promise yourself you're going to change the situations around. Now, in that track that we was playing, I really like that track. And he's saying, hey, they don't really care about us. And he's talking about some situations. But at the same time, he says, if so-and-so and so-and-so was here, we'd do better. Now, also, when you listen to the words in that, he's saying, listen, there's a whole lot of problems going on that we need to address. And so I really believe that MJ thought it should be a better world based on a lot of the things he had gone through. But a lot of us, we really look at the word promise and we kind of only take it when we say, well, I gave you my word. We'll say, well, did you promise me that? And we'll say, yeah, I promised that. Well, the thing is, that's something that you're really going to have to keep. That's as strong as a handshake. And when you give a promise, you're actually giving your word. So a lot of us, we need to go back and reexamine what we promise people. If we promise to buy books, then we should get them. If we promise to be in that person's corner, then we should do that. If we promise that we're going to leave those situations, then we actually need to be about the business of doing that. But that's the thing I want you to look at. I want you yourself. I always tell my audience, get a piece of pad, paper, whatever you want to get, notepad, write on your laptop. But just take those words into mind and see what you come up with. And you might find something different. You might find something that you really like. I just think that in life, when you promise yourself a better life, even though you know you might have made mistakes, guess what? You actually turn it around, and then you make things a lot better for you. Now, I think that life runs in circles, And it just depends on what you want to do. I'm trying to get my board to work, too, and it's acting kind of crazy. I don't know why. But we're going to run to this track and see what happens. It's starting to move a little bit now because I want to find this track. We're going to go back in old school for a minute. And we're talking about the word promise. So we're going to play a track by Marvin Gaye that says, I want you to want me. And he wants this girl to really want him because he thinks that they'll be good together. And he's promised himself he's going to get her. So I guess he's made up his mind. He says, I want you to want me like I want you. And I like this song. And actually, I sang this last night while I was recording it. And somebody bammed on my window and said, would you stop that singing? If you want to, go tell her. I thought that was so funny. Okay, all right. Anyway, Marvin Gaye doing, I want you to want me, and keep the word promise in your mind. Man, that's too much tea, and I'm enjoying myself. Did you hear it? I mean, Marvin was telling her, if she didn't get the impression that he really wanted her, I don't know what book she's looking at or what kind of glasses she got on, because Marvin was like, I want you to want me. Hey, you know what? I might take a show on, and maybe I'll sing that song. Anyway, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 26th, and I am enjoying myself, and I am enjoying my producer. And hey, we were hanging out the other day, and we actually went to get some ribs at a store. And they were the worst ribs I ever had. I just had to think about what would make me think that a grocery store that doesn't have a grill would be able to fix rib tips. I mean, it didn't make sense, and they were okay. But I was like reminiscing in the old days. We used to go to this West Side restaurant, and we would get rib tips when we'd leave and leave the club and have some rib tips, right? But these were terrible. I mean, and everybody spoke to me in the store. They were like, hey, how you doing? And I said, oh, how y'all doing? And I got home and I tried these rib tips, and they were the worst thing I'd ever had. And I said, oh, man, that was a waste of time. But anyway, so it just tells you that try not to get Chinese food at a hot dog place, and try not to get hot dogs at a Chinese place. I don't know. But those rib tips were really bad. They were just, oh. But anyway, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday, and that was Marvin Gaye. Now, the thing we were talking about is my guy, MJ. And we wanted to talk a little bit about this track that he did. Well, one of the things that was so amazing to me about MJ was that he created a lot of great things that people were going to be playing and listening to and doing some other things. So the magnitude of Michael Jackson's talent is evident in every track of his second collection of previously unreleased material, which is one of the tracks you're going to hear. Now, even though most of the songs here didn't make the final cut for Jackson's studio albums, Escape, they were still listed as some of the most brilliant parts of the collections of slick R&B-influenced pop. The roster of hit-making producers involved, including Timbaland, John McClane, Stargate, Rodney Jenkins, adding a dazzling modern sheen to Jackson's original sessions. So these people came in, and one standout is Timbaland's produced opener, Love Never Felt So Good, which was originally tracked. Now check this out. It was originally tracked more than 30 years ago. Other highlights like Do You Know Where Your Children Are, Loving You, and a track that I am going to play called Chicago, present Jackson's acrobatic vocal against a backdrop of hard-hitting synth grooves and trapped, inflicted beats. So I don't know who wrote that one, but I guess they inflicted the beats. The album's most fascinating offering comes with a place with no name, which was inspired by A Horse with No Name, by that popular group during the 1970s. Their name was America, and they made a track called A Horse with No Name. And it was written by Dewey Burnell. So Michael liked that track so much that he actually was influenced to do a track called A Place With No Name. So, and we're going to play that too for you. But it was the band's first and most successful single release in the late 1971 in Europe and in early 1972 in the U.S. And it topped the charts in several countries. And it was by a group called America. It was even certified gold by the Recording Industry of America due to the song's resemblance to the work of Neil Young from the same time period. It is occasionally mistaken for being written and sung by Mr. Neil Young, but he didn't do it. It was America. And they made a track called A Horse With No Name that influenced Michael Jackson, and he did a track called A Place With No Name. So I guess we'll get to that track and play A Place With No Name by Michael Jackson, and it was really, really nice. And I don't know why my board is acting crazy. It's like, okay, find the track. But I think you'll like this. It's by Michael Jackson, and this was never released. Thank you.
the highway. My Jeep began to rock. I didn't know what to do, so I stopped and got out and looked down. I noticed I got a flat. So I rubbed out, parked the car like sideways, so I can find what I can fix. I looked around, there were no cars on the highway.
No. Oh, okay. Okay, we're back. You know what? Michael had promised himself as he was growing in the industry that he was going to be the best in the world that he could be, and he did that. And one of the things that just amazes me about people is, like I said, promise yourself something. If you really want to see yourself change, promise that you're going to treat yourself right. Because if you don't treat yourself right, you really can't treat anybody else right. And you won't let other people mistreat you because you know how you should be treated. It's just amazing to me how we get involved in these different things and we keep looking for something to happen and we won't plant the seeds of positivity. You don't have to keep hoping and wishing and saying, oh, it's going to come and when is it going to be given to me? It's actually coming toward you if you plant those seeds. So promise yourself that you, by the end of the year or whatever deadline you get to, and we're going to get to that word, but we want you to promise yourself that, you know what, I'm going to have the best life that I can have. And if you do that, you really will. And before we get to our word, deadline, we're going to play one more track. It's called Life Changer, and it's by Laura Wilson, and we played it before. And the reason why I selected that, because, again, we're talking about promising yourself and life-changing and life-changer. You can be a life-changer, and it's not about saving the world. It's about saving yourself. So if you want that better life, that happier life, it's not about material things. It's about that happier life. And once you feel better, I'm telling you, you'll conquer the world that you need to conquer, not based on what anybody else says. Let's listen to this track, Life Changer. When we come back, we're going to talk about deadlines, what it means in the dictionary, and hopefully what deadlines mean to you for self-worth. But right now, we're going to play the track, Life Changer by Laura Wilson. We played it before, and it's a great track, and she's pretty good. Look her name up. It's LauraWilson. Laura Wilson.
Everybody hope that they can make it.
And at the creek, I
I like the way, only thing I hate about that song is when they end it, it just cuts off. But I'm a life changer. I'm going to impact somebody to do better. Oh, man, I like that. You know what? Last night I was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and my guy, Denzel Washington, was on the show. And what Jimmy did before Denzel came out, he dressed up this guy to look like he was homeless at a gas station. And what Jimmy was going to do was, whatever the people tipped this person for washing their windows after telling them he was homeless, he was going to give them 10 times the amount. So what happened is, if you gave him a dollar, he was going to give you $100. If you gave him $3, he was going to give you $300. If you gave him 10, he's going to give you $1,000, so 10,000, whatever it was. But anyway, I'm watching this, right? So the guy comes up, and he asked the people, can he wash their windows? A young lady pulled up in her car, and he said, listen, I'm homeless and dressed real bad and stuff like that. So the lady said, yeah, go ahead and wash my window. So when he got through, because he didn't do a terribly good job, he said, well, how did I do? The lady said, oh, you did okay. She reached in her wallet, and she gave him $3. And he said, thank you, ma'am. He said, now I want you to look up at the camera. He said, now I'm going to give you $300 for the deed that you did today. And this happened twice. And Jimmy was saying, look at the people's faces. Because there's one guy that he was washing his car windows. The guy said, oh, yeah, you did a pretty good job. He told him he didn't have a job, and he used to wash windows for a living. He was making a joke. So the guy gave him $3, and he reached in his wallet again and gave this other guy $300. And I tried to watch the whole program because Denzel was really good. He was on there talking about the new movie, The Equalizer, that's coming out, or that's out. And I like Denzel. It was a good movie. But my point was, these people started off their day not really realizing that when they did a good deed for somebody else, they ended up, for the $3 they gave somebody, they got $300 free. No taxes, no nothing. So again, when we talk about life changers, and we talk about promising yourself, the first promise you make to yourself in the morning is when you get up, that no matter what happens, you're going to have a good day, and you're not going to stress yourself out. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure. They don't get any better than me, and I always say that when God made me, he broke the mold, and actually he just took his foot and stomped on it. He said, I just can't let there be two of you running around here. But I talk to him all the time, so I still say, hey, how come you didn't make another one of me? He's like, no, if I can't take two of you, I know the world can't take two of you. So I said, okay, God, I'm going to have to talk to you about that. But our next word is deadlines. A set date or estimated time when you will make changes in your life or take action to change. In composition, the latest time by which a writing project may be submitted to an editor or instructor for review or publication. Through deadlines are commonly imposed by others, writers sometimes set and work toward their own deadlines as a motivational strategy. You know, my protege asked me, how did I write so many books? And I kept telling her that I started with the theory that if you write 5 to 10 pages a day, every day for 30 days, you'll be able to do at least a 300-page book. And so I want you to start setting those deadlines, even in your life. If you want to lose weight, you want to change where you're going, whatever it is, start setting some deadlines. And again, think about that. What it's saying, a time or date before something must be done. The time after which copy is not accepted for a particular issue, and this is for the writers of a publication, a line drawn within or around a prison that a prisoner passes at the risk of being shot. Now, I didn't know a deadline meant that. I got to read that again because that just drove me crazy when the dictionary said that. It says a line drawn within or around a prison that a prisoner passes at the risk of being shot. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm reading wrong book. Matter of fact, I'm going to delete that one because I don't know how that got in there, but that's what it says about a deadline. A date or time before which something must be done, the time after which copy is accepted for a particular issue of a publication, and that's what it tells you. But it also says the most important thing is setting a date or estimated time when you will make changes in your life or take action to change, which means that if you want a better job, set some deadlines. If you want a better life, set some deadlines. I always promise myself that I'm not going to do the New Year's Eve catastrophic just saying I'm going to do something. Every year, your life gets better. And I promised myself that, and I set deadlines for that. And I want you to do the same thing. We're going to play a track by a group called Chicago, and I really like them. And what they're talking about is this track is he's an entertainer, and he's always on the road, and he misses his girlfriend tremendously. And she sometimes, I guess she doubts that, but he's telling her, look, you know, I chose this career, and I actually like this song, and I play it all the time. But it's to get people to understand that when you're dating or married to somebody that has careers in mind and goals and stuff, sometimes they may be a little bit away from you. But it doesn't mean they don't miss you. Doesn't mean they don't love you. Doesn't mean they don't care. It just means they're trying to do something. But this song explains it perfectly because he promised himself that he'd get a better life, and he set some deadlines for it, but actually he's working toward it. It's called Wishing You Were Here by a group called Chicago, and of course we are playing a lot of stuff by Chicago. But they're a great group, and my older brother introduced me to them, and I always talk about him. But this is a track by a group called Chicago, and it's called Wishing You Were Here. And for the ladies that are dating guys that are out of town or in town or running around or whatever they're doing, listen to the words in this. It's going to make sense to you because it's a good song, and I like to sing the song. I might even sing it with them. How about that? My producer said no. Don't sing? No.
Far away. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Man, now you talk about a track I used to play. Matter of fact, my maid likes that song, and she's like, "Wish you were here, Mr. McClure. Wish you were here. I wish you'd pay me." Oh, man. I do pay her pretty good. Since you say when I'm on the road, I'm far away. I say, yeah, I know. I'll be back next week so I can pay you. Anyway, that's Wishing You Here by a group called Chicago. And I really like that track. I'm going to sing that later on tonight, too. If my producer is like, no, don't sing, no. That cracks me up, man. We're going to play a track called September by Deborah Cox. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about promises and deadlines, because we want you to have a good life. Really, I do. And we want you to stay healthy and promise me that you're going to work on being a much better person. Because you know what? They say that it takes a lot less effort to smile than it does to frown. So you got to think about that. This is Deborah Cox singing September, and it is September, so that's why I decided to play it. And it goes along kind of with the promises and deadlines, because she had actually gave herself a deadline. She didn't think she'd really fall in love again, but she did, and now she's going to work on that. So that's a good thing. Deborah Cox, September.
I can't believe a year has passed. Seems like yesterday was that day. Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so sweet. I liked it. A day in September. So, you know, when you tell somebody you love them in September, it means a lot. And that's what she said on the track, and I believe that. I believe September is the, I thought it was February was the month for love. But she said September. Okay, I'll take a word for it. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It's almost 8 o'clock. I'm going to play a quick PSA for the Heart Association, and one's going to be in English, and one's going to be in Spanish. But I want you young ladies, definitely, please get yourself checked out, because I don't want nothing to happen to you. I always say I'm going to live to be 900, maybe 2,000, who knows. But anyway, listen to the PSA, make sure you get checked. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about deadlines and everything else, and we're going to play that track from the Michael Jackson album, Escape, called Chicago. But let's get to this PSA. I'm looking forward on my
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body. Go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org. to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que pensé eran de mis hijos, que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencias de su propio corazón.
And that's called Go Red. And again, like I said, I know you like to exercise. I know you like to go to the gym. I know you like all that good stuff. Just keep yourself checked out. I know I'm working on an 8-pack, not a 6. I'm actually working on an 8. And I might even try to get to a 12. Can you imagine that? Oh, man. I'll be looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger when it'll be back. I'll be back. Anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and it is definitely 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. We got 30 more minutes into the show. I promised you this track called Chicago, and what he's talking about, like I said, he met some young lady. I don't know where he met her at, on the train, on the bus, in the car, whatever. But anyway, he met her, and it's a track called Chicago. And I found that so fascinating because it's named after my great city, Chicago. But he says he met her, and she didn't tell him the truth. That she had some kids and she didn't tell him. I don't know. But anyway, this is the track from the Escape album by Michael Jackson called Chicago.
I met her on the way to Chicago, where she was all alone. And so his eyes were asked her for a name. She smiled and looked at me. I was surprised to see that a woman like that was real into me.
She said she didn't have no man. Said she gives the very
she
best she
loved
had.
Me.
She told me she was all alone. Said I thought she didn't have no
one.
She said doesn't get enough page. A 59 and what she gonna be? She lied to you, lied to me. Thought she was loving me, loving me, yeah.
I never would have thought she was living like that. Her words seemed so sincere. When I held her near, she would tell me how she feels. It felt so real to me. This girl, she had to be an angel sent from heaven just for me.
She said she didn't have no man.
Love me. I never looked away. Now I feel so much shame, and all things have to change. You should know that I'm holding her to blame.
She said she didn't have no man. Afraid to kiss the very man.
Hold
she got
her to blame.
She told me she was all alone. Said it's all she didn't have.
Hold
no
her to blame.
She said just get it up, baby. 59, I was a gold digger.
Time I play that, because I just started playing it the other day, and he said she lied to him. She got kids. He said the kids ain't got no shoes. I think she was trying to play on Michael. I really do. She was like, he said, I'm not that kind of guy. He said, this girl got a family. She said she don't have no kids, or the kids don't have no shoes. They ain't got nothing to eat. I don't know about that. But anyway, I really got to find out why he wrote that, because that's Chicago. I guess he met some girl in Chicago. That don't sound good for my city, but anyway, that's Chicago. Oh, man, she says she didn't have no one. She needs some shoes. Oh, man, that's deep. Anyway, let me play this track by Mariah Carey. She says, I'll give my all, and she set a deadline because the book that I was writing, I had a part where they were going to execute her because she wouldn't tell him where her boyfriend was, and she promised him she would never give him up. So anyway, the deadline was coming. They were like, look, if you don't tell us where he is, we'll cut your head off. And she's dressed in all black with a robe on, and she's going to the gallows, and they're going to execute her. But she says, hey, I'll give my all. And that's a hell of a woman there. I mean, she ain't like that girl in Chicago. She's going to give her all, and the song is really good. It's by Mariah Carey. But I'm going to have to play that song again by Michael and see what girl he talking about. He's from Chicago, and that wasn't good. Anyway, it's Mariah Carey, I Give My All, and she promised her boyfriend that she would not give him up to the Spanish lords that wanted to execute him because he's from England. And it's back in the day, and they just told her, hey, if you don't tell us where he is, we're going to cut your head off. We're going to do you in. And she's like, look, I'll give my all to my man. And I like that. Man, that's kind of special. I give my all. Okay, all right. I won't sing.
Can you feel me?
Man, and that's Mariah Carey. Now, I'd like a woman like that. She'd give her all. But, you know, I was talking to my producer during the break when we were playing that. And he said, where did Michael meet that girl? I said, I don't know. The girl told him she didn't have nobody. Then she pulled up and said, well, who is those kids over there? I said, them four kids belong to her. They don't have no shoes. They ain't got nowhere to go. Man, I thought only guys did that. But he said she lied to you, lied to me. I guess she told a lot of stories. I met some girls like that in Memphis, but not in Chicago. I didn't think Chicago women act like that. Anyway, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one only at 11 minutes after 8, and I've been drinking some tea, and we're still discussing that Michael Jackson song. Man, that's Chicago, so. But anyway, that's Mariah Carey, and I really like that one, and I played that. And those are some of the songs that I'm trying to develop because I am promising myself that in 2 years, I'm actually going to produce the movie, and I'm listening to Steven Spielberg and a lot of them and getting some great advice. So it's going to happen out really, really good. So, again, promise yourself that you're going to have a better life and promise yourself you're going to stay away from girls that say they don't have no kids and then they end up with 7, 8 kids around you. You'd be like, well, who is that? My man ain't here. I don't know. That's kind of weird. But anyway, I hope you're enjoying the Donis McClure Show. It is moving by so fast. It is 8:12, and I've got to play a quick PSA to let you know what's going on, and I kind of like my PSAs. They're pretty neat. So let's play the one with the Chicago-style hot dogs for the guys because we don't want you to have a stroke. We really want everybody to exercise. Did you know I had a teeter-totter? I actually have a teeter-totter that I stand on my head. It turns me upside down. Makes my blood rush. And I checked my blood pressure today. It actually is excellent. So I'm doing pretty good.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And make sure you guys get checked out now. And you know, also get your prostates checked out. And get everything checked out. I mean, just get a checkup. That's going to be good. Hey, I want to play this track by Michael Jackson called The Man in the Mirror. And he's telling you to look in the mirror and see all the stuff. And actually, seriously now, I'm not joking, I want you to look up the words to this because what he was talking about was, at one point, he didn't recognize how people were doing bad, and he had to take a look in the mirror and see if he was doing anything for anybody else. And so I really want you to take a minute, check that track out, the words for The Man in the Mirror. We're going to play that track, and I think you're going to find something in there that you can relate to. But it's a great track, and actually MJ was just one of the greatest artists in the world, and I miss him. I mean, he was really good. But I'm going to talk to him about that song when I get to heaven in Chicago.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind and know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet does know. Change his way.
I liked it. I like when Michael said it. Woo! You got to change. Man, I like some Michael Jackson, man. I like that. That is a heck of a track. That was a heck of a talent. And I'm sorry that we lost him, but he's still here with us in spirit. And Gary is tremendously proud. And thank the people in Gary that called my show. I mean, that's a good thing because MJ represented the world, not just the African-Americans, the people in England, whatever. MJ was a really, really amazing talent. We're going to play a track by my sister. Yes, my sister, Amaryllis Santiago. And people keep saying, how come y'all don't look alike? I say, I don't know, because her mother is my mother and her father is my dad. I don't know. But anyways, Amaryllis Santiago, that's my girl. She's got a track called Dreaming. And again, it's about promising yourself for a better life. And she's working on a new album. So it's going to come out pretty soon, and I'm going to play it on my show. But this is my girl. And again, we're talking about setting deadlines. I know I'm setting mine, that I'm going to open my full-fledged kind of Walt Disney studio. It's going to open up next year. That's my deadline, so I'm going to do that. But let's listen to Dreaming by my sister, who is very beautiful if you see the soundboard. Her name is Amaryllis Santiago.
El tiempo no habrá en nuestro favor.
Man, I love that track. And I had to tell my producer, yes, that's my sister. And oh, let this, da-da-dun-dun-dun. Oh, la, man, I like that. I really like that. Listen, it's been a blast for me. I got to get ready to get out of here. I always say enjoy life. That's all you have. And my last track is going to be by Kim, who the ladies just go crazy about. But again, think about the promises to yourself and set some deadlines, whether it's finance, health, romance. And don't be like Michael meeting girls that tell you they don't have no kids and they do got kids. But no, the thing is, promise yourself for a better life. That's important. It's not about what anybody else thinks. Promise yourself that whatever is going on is the past. You're going in the new. And like September's love month, so tell the person you're with you love them. Say, ooh, I love you. I love you so much. I'm going to sing a song like Don McClure. Listen, I got to get out of here and play Kim before my girl gets on my voice line and say, you have 90 seconds because I'm almost out of time. But enjoy, Kim. Enjoy life. And I'll see you next Friday. Because life's all you have. I even screwed up my own saying that. I don't know. It's too much tea. Anyway, listen to Kim. He's going to take us out. And I've enjoyed myself being with you. And our featured artist tonight was Michael Jackson from his Escape album. I knew she was going to do it. She just said 90 seconds. Here goes Kim.
All this pain, baby, baby.